You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you today's Way of Truth broadcast. First of all, I want to say that I am truly thankful for the privilege of being a citizen of this nation. And those who are listening to our broadcast in other lands, you have a right to feel the same way about your country. I am thankful for those who have gone before and have sacrificed to make it possible for us to have what we have today. When we go back through our own history, we find that those we call the pilgrims suffered much in an effort to build this nation. It is true that they did not always do what was right, especially by what is called today the Native Americans, but our forefathers suffered much to build the nation that we have the privilege of being a part of today. And I am truly thankful for God's blessings to me and to our nation.
When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock, looking for a place to serve their God, they found in here in the land of the free, that's why we have our liberty. God made this country great. Let's keep it for Him. Let's keep it for Him. Let's keep it for Him. God made this country great. Let's keep it for Him. Let's keep God in every single thing we do. Let's keep Him in our school. Let's keep Him in our play. Let's keep Him in our home and in everything we do. God made this country great. Let's keep it for Him. Let's keep God in every single thing we do. When the forces of evil try to move in, let's stand and fight for God and win. Stand and fight for liberty and praise the Lord, we'll all be free. God made this country great. Let's keep it for Him. Let's keep it for Him. Let's keep it for Him. God made this country great. Let's keep it for Him. Let's keep God in every single thing we do. Let's keep Him in our school. Let's keep Him in our play. Let's keep Him in our home and in everything we do. God made this country great. Let's keep it for Him. Let's keep God in every single thing we do.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for all of your rich blessings to us. We realize that it is in Thee that we live and move and have our being. And we read in the Scriptures that You determined beforehand the boundaries of nations, that You set up whom You will and that You put down whom You will. So we do thank You for all of Your blessings to us. We thank You for our precious congregation today, and for Your blessings and love to them. We pray that as we proceed in this broadcast today, we might have the help, the unction, the anointing of the precious Holy Spirit, that our service will be a blessing to our precious congregation, This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to call your attention to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. Well, let me read from verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. I would like to exhort those who are truly Christians in our congregation today to take this passage of Scripture seriously. We are told in this passage of Scripture that supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks is to be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. It is so easy to criticize and to find fault and to say what we would do if we were in this position or we were in that position. But if we were in that position and knew what that individual knew, we might make a different decision than what we should. I wonder how many who are knocking our nation and criticizing and finding fault, I wonder how many of them are spending time on their knees in prayer as the Word of God teaches us to. Now, God is the one who has ordained nations. Yes, God is the one who has ordained nations. In fact, during the Old Testament time, God had a nation. He started with Abraham, and he brought forth the Hebrew nation, which became known as Israel, after Jacob had prevailed with the angel for himself and for his family. When Esau presumably was coming to destroy them, the angel told him that his name was to be no longer Jacob, which meant supplanter, but that he should be called Israel, which meant that as a prince he had power with God and had prevailed. And so God had a literal nation in Old Testament times. And the prophets of old were counselors to many of the rulers. Of course, as you read the Old Testament and the history of Israel, you will find that many times they did not, that is the rulers, did not listen to the prophets of God, and therefore they got themselves into very serious trouble. We also find how that they turned away from the true worship of God, many times turning to idols, and again, it brought very serious consequences, undesirable consequences upon the nation. But nevertheless, God is the one who determined nations. The scriptures tell us that he determined beforehand the boundaries of nations. And the scriptures tell us that he sets up whom he wills and he puts down whom he wills. And we are to regard our rulers. Now, that does not mean that we always agree with them. And it does not mean that we always put our approval upon what they do. There are many things that are going on in our nation and world today that a Christian cannot put his approval upon. However, just because they are doing things which are detrimental, actually, to our nation, especially to the moral and spiritual state of our nation, that does not give us the right to go into the streets and start burning automobiles, breaking store windows, and stealing stuff out of stores, or of killing people because of their evil deeds. No, God has not called us as Christians to do that kind of a thing. You do not find where Jesus Christ led a demonstration of that kind. No, nowhere in the scriptures do you find. Now, he lived during the time that the Romans ruled the country that we commonly call Palestine. And so his country, the people that he had ordained as a nation, they were under the rule of Rome. But we do not find where Jesus Christ endeavored to throw off the Roman yoke. Many people thought whenever the Messiah came that that is what he would do. And that's what they wanted Jesus to do. But Jesus said that his kingdom was not of this world. If his kingdom were of this world, then would his disciples fight? But he said his kingdom was now not from hence. And so he did not call people to fight in a literal way. He did not try to overthrow the Romans, but he encouraged them to live as citizens and live in a way that they would not cause trouble to the nation and to the rulers. Now we read in the Word of God in Romans chapter 13 what the Word has to say about some of these things. And I would like to take time to read several verses here from Romans 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. And here the Apostle Paul is not talking about ministers and spiritual rule. He is talking about literal rulers. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Submit, subject, not only. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute, or taxes, also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Now, this is what the Word of God teaches us to do in regard to the civil authorities. Now, I know there are those who say, well, you know, the kingdom of God is not of this world, and therefore we're not to be a partaker. Well, it is true. We're not to be a partaker of the evil things, and we're not to put our approval upon the evil things, as I mentioned a moment ago. But we are not only citizens of the heavenly kingdom, but we are citizens of the nation of where we live. Regardless of those who are listening to the broadcast today, in whatever nation you are living, you are a citizen of that nation. And as a citizen of that nation, you have responsibilities. Yes, you have responsibilities. And I am one who does not believe that there's anything wrong with citizens of a given nation voting in elections. What I do say is wrong is to have a party spirit and vote for a person just because they belong to a given party. What a Christian should endeavor to do is to vote for the one that they understand would be the best for the nation. We have too many politicians in our world today and not enough statesmen. And we have too many people who are working, scheming, planning how to be reelected and to hold their position rather than doing that which is best for our nation. But that doesn't mean that I should stop voting. It doesn't mean that I should take to the streets in demonstrations, especially destructive demonstrations. And let me say right here, I believe in our nation. I believe in our Constitution, but I do not believe that it overrides the Bible. And I believe in the Bill of Rights, but I do not believe that they override the Bible. And so we do have free speech in our nation, and it is greatly taken advantage of and used in a vile, wicked, and ungodly way in so many instances. But I do not believe that it is proper or right for people to try to convey a message by burning our flag. I do not believe that. Now, I'm not saying that our flag is to be something that we bow down to or anything like that. It's a piece of cloth. Yes, it's a piece of cloth. But what is printed on that piece of cloth? That flag represents our nation. And I don't think that it is proper and right for people to take that flag and burn it. I think it deserves respect because it represents our nation. Now, I'd like to call your attention to another passage of Scripture. There were those who came to Jesus, and they were asking Jesus. They were, of course, trying to get something on him, as they did so many times. But they came to him and they asked him about whether they should pay taxes to Caesar or not. Let me read from Matthew chapter 22, beginning with verse 16. And they sent out unto him, that is Jesus, their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men, or in other words, you do not pay attention to men. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny, or a drachma, and he saith unto them, Whose is its image and superscription? Presumably, Caesar's image was on the coin. Whose is this image and superscription? They say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Now remember, the people, the Jewish people, were being ruled by the Romans at that time. The Romans were occupying their country. And yet, Jesus said, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And so we are to regard our nation, we are to regard our rulers, and again I say, we do not have to approve of all that they say or all that they do. As far as I'm personally concerned, our judges, especially the last 50 years, have handed down some very ungodly, anti-Christian rulings. Yes, they have handed down rulings which were pleasing and acceptable to Satan and to those who do not care for the real moral welfare of our nation. But again, just because our judges have handed down these ungodly rulings does not give us the right to burn down buildings or to destroy property or to break into places of business and steal. No, as Christians, we, in fact, not just Christians, we as citizens of a nation, we should obey the rules, the laws of our nation. What kind of a nation would we have? What kind of a world would we have if we didn't have laws and we didn't have rules and regulations? And again, I acknowledge there are some that are not consistent with Christianity. And I would say that when it comes to some law that would cause you to disobey the word of God, would cause you to sin, then you should not obey that law, because there is indeed a higher law than the law of any nation, whether it be our own nation or some other nation. There is a law that is higher than our nation, and that is, of course, the law of Almighty God. I say again, I appreciate those who have gone before and have sacrificed, many of them have sacrificed their very lives for us to have what we have today. I have traveled in different parts of the world, not all, of course, not nearly all, but I have traveled in different parts of the world, and I know a little bit about other countries. And I say, as far as I'm personally concerned, I live in the best nation in the world. And again, those who are listening to this broadcast in other countries, if you want to feel the same way about your country, go right ahead. I have no objections to that. But I think I live in the best nation in the world, with all of the sin, with all the wickedness, with all the evil that is in our nation. I still think it's the best nation in the world. And I think we have liberties and freedoms in this nation that multitudes of people in other nations do not have. The sad thing about it is that people are taking advantage of the liberties and the freedom that we have to do such vile and wicked and ungodly things as they are doing. Billions of dollars spent for pornography, which should not be. Its filth, and it should not be. But it should not be that people would buy that kind of trash. Don't blame all or put all of the blame on the publishers. If there was no market for it, there would be no production of such filth. So the American people, and I do not mean everybody, of course, but if the American people did not buy that kind of filth, it would not be produced. And I know there's a lot of filth on television, but there again, if people would not look at it, those ungodly shows would not be on television. And the ungodly, filthy magazines that are being published, if they were not purchased, they would not be published. What we need to do is get back to the blessed old Bible and live in accordance to God's word, because God is always right. Yes, God is always right, and we find his way taught in the word of God. And remember our text today, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that what we have had to say will be of a benefit to our congregation. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, feel free to send it in. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast. We invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.